He remains a unifying figure among Russian patriots, but analysts say President Vladimir Putin's popularity could sour if the economy continues to deteriorate. Speaking to Russian lawmakers, Economic Development Minister Alexei Ulyukayev said worried investors have already pulled more than $70 billion out of the country.
We also have a high level of uncertainty in the global financial markets, serious capital flight, the situation when investors are not ready to make investment decisions in the tense international situation we've had for the past 2 months. The economic situation is not stable.
Russian stocks have lost more than 10% since the start of the Ukraine crisis, and the ruble sits close to a five-year low against the dollar. But even as Europe threatens wider sanctions, not all investors are prepared to abandon Russia. At a recent meeting with Mr. Putin, Royal Dutch Shell CEO Ben van Beurden announced the company's commitment to expand its operations in Russia.
This is a special occasion for me to visit because indeed today is our 20th anniversary of the partnership that we have in Sakhalin Energy, a partnership that we are exceptionally proud of.
It's no surprise to investment analyst Ben Kumar, who says Shell is not the only multinational with entrenched business interests in Russia's economy.
You have this globalization now that means everyone is linked to everyone else. Companies like BP, all of the other major energy companies are so multinational that if you start threatening to shut down trade links, they will kick up a fuss.
Reuters European editor Pierre Briançon says Western powers must be careful not to push the Russian bear too hard.
You don't wage economic war without inflicting suffering on yourself, pain on yourself. We know that European economies are going to suffer if they go into full-blown sanctions.
That's because Russia produces a third of the natural gas Europe needs, much of it transported through Ukrainian pipelines. Diplomatically, it's a delicate balancing act, one with the potential to provoke a trade war and higher energy prices around the world. Milar Sega, VOA News, Washington.